Well, my next question, I might regret taking this one, but somebody asked me, and let's see if this is wisdom or not. It may not be wisdom you tackling this, but here's the question. Somebody asked me the question, Graham, I've been watching John Piper teach against prosperity. What do you think? Okay. And hey, any John Piper fans, hear my heart. Maybe listen to the whole thing, not just through the title before you write me nasty emails. So, but it's actually good when you'll get people teaching against things. It's good to try and clarify and say what we think about that. So let me try and give you a few thoughts in there. Number one, let me actually just say this. I'm not sure I've ever even made a video where I mentioned somebody else's name in the title. I'm not trying to troll, that's the word, isn't it? John Piper. I don't like the idea of trying to use some famous person to, you know, frankly, provoke a reaction from others. So that's not in any way my heart. I guess somebody could accuse me of doing that. Just pray about it and the Lord will tell you if you're prophetic. That's not the case. So I really mean that. Secondly, let me just go back a sec. I'd actually say this. I think John Piper is such a cultural leader and one of the leaders in the body of Christ of a certain segment of America that there's a place at which somebody, for better or worse, becomes, how can I put this? You know, there's such a thing as a vacuum cleaner. I know in England, we actually talk about a Hoover. We don't talk about a vacuum cleaner. So we don't say, I'm going to buy, you know, have you seen the vacuum cleaner? We say, have you seen the Hoover? Now, Hoover's a brand mark. It's like saying Pasta Heinz ketchup or something like that. And there's sometimes a brand name becomes so embedded, it kind of filters in. And I think at times there are leaders, excuse me, both historically in the body of Christ, and even in our day and age, if I were talking about Africa, I would talk about Reinhard Bonnke because I kind of think he's done more to bring revival in Africa than maybe anybody, or historically a David Livingstone or a Hudson Taylor. And I think John Piper's actually really one of those leaders, and I say that to honor and compliment him in the body of Christ. So rather than, I'm not attacking John Piper, I'm actually saying I'm choosing him as somebody who represents a point of view, which is why I would take this question. Secondly, let me just say what I think of him. I think John Piper is a real man of God. I really mean that. He is a guy who loves Jesus passionately, who's been faithful, and I think he's a really great guy. I wouldn't agree with him on some things, but I would agree with him on much. But I would always agree with his heart and his passion and his I love his excuse me, it's just his passionate love of Scripture and desire to be faithful to the text of Scripture and to see the Bible aflame. And in any, you know, like most people have a, I would say, a life message or a defining message. And for better or worse, John Piper's well known for his, I think it's his original book, Desiring God, which is, I mean, in a way, it's like the teachings of Lewis, C.S. Lewis, where he talks about the fact that God is most happiest when we are satisfied in it, that we should be pleasure seekers, that we should passionately pursue pleasure and satisfaction in God, which is a really admirable thing. So I have a lot of good and a lot of time for Mr. Piper. So, I really am not knocking him in any way, shape, or form when I say that. Let's talk about John Piper and the prosperity thing. So I went back and I watched a video, and there's actually many of them where he really goes after these things. And can I say this? I would counsel anybody, and I know people don't always like this, to say there are shades of gray in the way we look at things. And here's the danger. It's very, if you watch, let's say, as I did, one of Brother Piper's videos, it's very hard to go away saying, well, he's wrong and he's wrong and he's wrong. Well, basically, what he's saying is right. Here's my premise, though. I actually don't think what he says honestly represents some of the people teaching faith and some of the people teaching prosperity. If I could say this in real fairness and love, I think John Piper's committing a logical fallacy and making a straw man of somebody teaching prosperity. So I think in a way, I don't want to make a cliche of that, but I think frankly John Piper is very scripturally literate and passionate, whatever. He tends to talk about a prosperity preacher like somebody who simply, it's all they ever preach and teach, is that God wants you to be rich, 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 rich. He talks often, including the video I see, about somebody who will say, if you're not rich, you're not blessed by God, and God doesn't love you. You know, that's horrible. I've never heard anybody say that. You know, the idea that if you're poor, you're not pleasing God, those kind of things. And then he'll simply say that the way in which we get there is by naming it and claiming it. And he'll give examples of, you know, somebody claiming a jet plane or claiming a castle or a private island or all these kind of things. And, you know, here's my point. I don't know anybody preaching that. Now, I've been around the block a few times in the body of Christ. By that, I mean I've been a believer for 35 years. I've been in ministry for about 32 years. I don't know everybody, but I know most of the main teachers, let's say, in the faith or prophetic prosperity movement. By that, I mean the Kenneth Copelands and Kenneth Hagins and Norval Hayes, the people like that. And none of those are preaching anything like that. And I would, if I could sit down. I actually saw a video of John Piper saying if he could sit down with the Pope for 5 minutes, what would Piper say to the Pope? If I could sit down with Piper for 5 minutes, here's what I'd say. I would say, have you honestly sat down with a Kenneth Copeland? Not with a bunch of hatred and accusation and, you're evil, but actually said, have you even considered this man loves Jesus exactly as much as I does, and he loves the Bible? And I would say, sit down with him and say, what do you really believe? And rather than, here's the point, when we straw man an argument, to straw man, it literally means we make a man of straw. Imagine if I go into my yard and I make a scarecrow, we'd say in England, like a man of straw. And then I come and I punch it in the nose and I feel like I am strong. I have just defeated the man of straw. The problem is the man of straw doesn't exist. And we want a strong man rather than straw man people's arguments. So I would actually, my honest impression from watching somebody like John Piper in the videos I saw was, I don't think he's ever taken the time to actually listen to, let's say, somebody like a Kenneth Copeland or a Kenneth Hagin or something like that and say, what are these people really believing? Do they love the Bible as much as I do or possibly more than I do? And I think the problem here actually comes to having a low view of Scripture, not a high view of Scripture. So should we, does God promise to make everybody wealthy? No, of course not. That's not in the Bible. But I don't know anybody preaching that, number one. Certainly the people like Hagin, Copeland are not preaching that. Is it a sin if you're not wealthy? No. But again, I don't know anybody preaching that. It doesn't mean there is not somebody, you know, preaching that. I don't know. I've never heard any serious person preach that. Is God unhappy with you? Are you a failure? Are you in sin if you're not healed or you're not wealthy? Of course not. But again, I've never heard anybody preaching that, not one person. So again, I think the problem here is actually a communication one at times of somebody, you know, here's the danger. This is true of all of us. If you only ever watch one particular news channel, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, it's like after a while it creates this confirmation bias where it's so embedded, this is the right way of looking at it, this is the wrong way, or Fox, or the other way around. But my point is, if you keep hearing the same thing, you begin to look at the other and think those people over there are bad. And I think there is a group of classical evangelicals who at times get together and all agree there's these big, bad, terrible people over there who are preaching something that they're not actually preaching. I grew up in a church that would really teach aggressively against the prosperity message. And this was a Assemblies of God, Pentecostal, Spirit-filled church. And, you know, I began to be more open or come to a, I'm not a follower of prosperity message. I'm a follower of the Bible. So my opinion about it is I believe the Bible. I'm not for this person or against this person. I'm for them to the measure they follow the Bible, and I'm against them to the measure they don't. So I began to be open to that and realize that I think God can bless us. And often I think his general will is that we walk under his blessing so that we can be a blessing to others. But I think we're also going to go through times where that blessing is not manifested, where we don't live in the fullness of that blessing. And that's part of my theology as well. So, hey, let me give you one last thought about John Piper as well. Again, I think he's a great man of God, but the danger is when we create a category and lump a bunch of people together. Let me say this. I think what I heard John Piper doing in the videos I saw anyway is where he was saying prosperity preachers, faith people, name it and claim it. It's like you put a tag on people and you say they're all the same. You see, if I came to Brother Piper and said, are you a Protestant Christian? He would say, yes, absolutely. Now, John Piper would be saying, by that he would be saying, I'm somebody who rejects the errors and excesses and evils of Catholicism. Some of the things in the 15th century, that I'm following the classical reform, Calvin, Luther, Zwingli, people like that. John Piper would be saying, I'm a Protestant because I follow the Bible, not the Pope, all those kind of things. Yeah, I agree with that. But literally in my home right now, I can look several hundred yards, literally, and I will see a Protestant church that doesn't preach Jesus saves exclusively, that doesn't follow the authority of the Bible, that would conduct marriages between people the Bible who says should not get married. Yeah. My point is, if I were to go around and say, hey, there's a church in my town that's a Protestant church, and all they do is read poetry and do gay marriage, and they don't believe in anything, they don't believe Jesus rose from the dead or whatever, and I go, John Piper, you're a Protestant, so you're the same as this people, that would, at best, be foolish and naive. At worst, that would be, frankly, a little wrong and contentious and evil. If I were to say, do you understand the comparison? There's a Protestant church and they preach foolishness. So you're a Protestant, what you're preaching is foolishness. But what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Jesus says, judge with righteous judgment. He says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. So I think sometimes somebody like a Mr. Piper would go to Africa and see, let's say, what some people are doing, and some pastor who's, you know, mega rich, flying around in his super duper jet plane and cars, and people living in poverty and whatever. That's actually the evil we started the Protestant Reformation about, that the Catholics were doing 500 years ago. But my point is, don't simply tar everybody with the same brush. And I think there are people, and I'm one of them, who passionately love God, who believe in humility and prayer and repentance, and just passionate about following the scripture, who believe that God does want us to be blessed, and who also believe that a part, it's not the whole part, it's actually one of the smallest parts of the gospel, is that we can see a measure of that salvation. The salvation we'll have in eternity, the holiness we'll have in eternity, the health we'll have in eternity, the joy, I can experience that in measure now. So throughout all eternity, I'll live free from sin. But God says, you can walk in that right now to a measure. The wholeness in my marriage, the way in which I bring up my kids, the health in my body, the wisdom in which I walk in, it's only in part, but also that heaven is interested in my finances and that I am blessed to be a blessing. And I believe that's a New Testament, New Covenant message. And I believe that because it's Bible, not because somebody preaches it or somebody preaches against it. So I would love and value and esteem somebody like a John Piper, but I'd also say pray for them. But never be afraid of testing everything with the Word of God. Boom. Those are my thoughts. I hope that's respectful in the way I say that. Great. I will be back tomorrow with another question in this series, guys. Thanks for watching and bye for now.